Chazar Zeichen Nishabach Chesam Shvagim Vem Yehudim Sechtes Zvachim Daf Pei. Zach the Gemara. The Rabbi Lazar said, Rabbi Yezer only allowed the remaining cups of blood to be offered when they're offered two cups at a time, not one at a time. Rav Dimi, yes, the Mishnah said, that Chacham said, even if all the cups except for one were offered, the remaining one must be poured into the Amma. This means that Rabbi Yezer, who argues with them, holds that even that last cup could be offered alone, the Chayyar. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov said to Rabbi Yemiya, when the Mishnah says accept one, it means accept one pair. In fact, Gemara, the previous Mishnah taught the same achlag between Rabbi Yezer and Chacham regarding the limbs of a carbon and a Baal Mum that became mixed up. Why do you have to teach it again regarding the cups of blood that became mixed up? And for the Gemara, if we'd only have the case of the limbs, we would say that only in that case Rabbi Yezer says the limbs can be offered because the kapara was already achieved when the blood was offered on the Mizbeach. But in our Mishnah, where it's the blood itself that's mixed up and therefore has not even yet gotten to the stage of a kapara, maybe he would agree with the Rabbanan that it shouldn't be offered at all. And if we only have our Mishnah, we say it's only in that case the Rabbanan say nothing should be offered because the blood itself is at issue. But in the case where the blood was already properly offered and it's the limbs that were mixed up, maybe they would agree with Rabbi Yezer that they should be offered. Zakim Ravait, the Mishnah says, if there was a keli of chatas water, that I mean from a paraduma ashes, that into which fell a minute amount of regular water, which is possible to be used for chatas water, so Rabbi Yezer says that a tamei person who needs to be sprinkled with this water should be sprinkled upon twice. The Chum say that the water is possible to be used for sprinkling altogether. In fact, the Gemara, according to Rabbanan, it makes sense that they hold this possible because they hold that yesh bila, which means that when things get mixed up, liquids especially, we assume that they're fully mixed throughout together. And therefore, They also hold that the sprinkling requires a minimum amount of chatas water, which this mixture does not have, because there's some possible water throughout the entire mixture, and therefore every sprinkling is never going to be 100% chatas water. And they also hold that we can't combine sprinklings, and therefore doing a second sprinkling doesn't accomplish anything to reach the minimum amount required for a sprinkling. However, what does Rabbi Yezer hold? If he holds that we don't say yesh bila, then even if he sprinkles twice, we have to be concerned that both sprinklings were not made, were made entirely of pasul dika water. Therefore, it must be that he holds yesh bila. Now, if he holds that a sprinkling doesn't need a minimum amount of chatas water, then even one sprinkling should be enough. Rather, he must hold that it does require a minimum amount. If he holds that two sprinklings cannot combine for the minimum required amount, so why does it help to sprinkle a second time? So even, and the Gemara says, even if he holds that they do combine, who says that in two sprinklings they'll have the minimum amount required? And fit the Gemara Shlokesh, said Rabbi Yezer holds yesh bila, and he holds that the sprinkling requires a minimum amount. The reason why two sprinklings will work is because the case is that one measure of regular water was mixed into one measure of chatas water. Therefore, between the two sprinklings, there will definitely be the minimum required amount. Second there, as Rava said, Rabbi Yezer holds yesh bila, and he holds that the sprinkling does not require a minimum amount. In truth, one sprinkling should be enough. However, the Rabbanan Geizer that he should make a second sprinkling, so that one should not benefit from the pasul of water. Third territory, Rashi said, the Mishnah says that only a minute amount of pasul of water was mixed in. Rabbi Yezer holds ein bila, but since such a minute amount was mixed in, if he does a second sprinkling, it's that we consider it to be certain to have sprinkled the chatas water as well. Frech de Gemara, Brice says, Rebbe says, according to Rabbi Yezer, any amount of sprinkling can make a person tar because there's no minimum amount required, and the water can even be chatas water mixed with pasul water. Now, this refutes Shlokesh, who said Rabbi Yezer holds as a minimum required amount. Another question. Another Brice says, if bloods that should be applied above the line became mixed with bloods that should be applied below the chatas sigra, Rabbi Yezer says the mixture should be applied above, and we view the blood that should be applied below as if it's just water. He then applies the whole blood below the chatas sigra, and this lower application also counts. Now, if Rashi is correct, Rabbi Yezer holds that in bila, how could the blood applied above the chutas sikra count? Maybe all the blood that was taken for the application above the chutas sikra was really the carbon that's supposed to be offered below the chutas sikra. And for the Gemara, we can answer for Rashi that the case is where the majority of the mixture is made of blood that should be offered above the chutas sikra. He then applies above the line enough blood that equals all the blood that was to be offered below, plus more blood. So there's definitely some upper blood in that matnas dam. For the Gemara, the Braisa said that the lower application counts as well. The Gemara said the Braisa means that the lower application counts for the purpose of the leftover blood of the upper carbon being offered to the bottom of the Mizbeach. The Gemara, the Braisa that we just used to refute Rashi, then says, if the Kohen didn't ask and just apply the blood below the Chutas Sikra, but Yezer says he should then apply the blood above the Chutas Sikra, and then again below the Chutas Sikra, and the application below counts. Now, if Rabbi Yezer holds Ein Bila, why should any of the applications be effective? And for the Gemara here also, we can answer for Ravashi that the case is where the majority of the mixture is made of blood that should be offered above the Chutas Sikra. He then applies above the Chutas Sikra enough blood that it equals all the blood that was be offered below the chutas sikra plus some more blood. So there's definitely upper blood in that blood application. In fact, the Braisa said that the lower the matna dam below the chutas sikra counts as well. And the Braisa means that the lower application counts for the purpose of the leftover blood of the upper carbon being offered to the bottom of the mizbeach. In fact, the Gemara, next part of the Braisa says, if the Kohen didn't ask and just apply the blood above the Chutas Sirka, the Rabban and Rabbi Eliezer would agree that he should then apply the blood below the Chutas Sirka, and both applications are effective. Now, if Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, why should any of the applications be effective? And for the Gemara over here also, we can answer for Rav Ashi that the case is, with the majority of the mixture is made of blood that should be offered above the Chutas Sirka. He then applies above the Chutas Sirka enough blood that equals all the blood that to be offered below the Chutas Sirka, plus some more blood, so there's definitely upper blood in that application. In fact, the Gemara, the Braisa said that both applications, including the lower application, counts as well. And for the Gemara, the Braisa does not say that they both agree that both applications would count. The part of the Braisa that says that they both count will follow the view of the Rabbanan, who say Yesh Bila. In fact, the Gemara on Mishnah said if blood requiring one application was mixed with other blood requiring one application, we only have to make one application from the mixture. Now, if Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, has one application enough, maybe the one application is only from one of the bloods in the mixture. And for the Gemara, the case is that the amount for one application from one carbon and the amount for one application from another carbon became mixed. The Mishnah means that he must do one application for each carbon. Therefore, we can be certain that the bloods of both carbons were offered. In fact, the Mishnah then said of blood requiring four applications or two like the became mixed in other blood with the same requirement, the mixture should be applied to all four sides. Now, if Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, how can one application suffice? And for tomorrow here also, the case is that the amount for four applications from one carbon and the amount for four applications from another carbon became mixed. The Mishnah means they have to do four applications for each carbon. Therefore, we could be sure that the bloods of both carbonates were offered. Fact, the Mishnah then said, if blood requiring four applications or Shtayim Shehein Abra became mixed in other bloods requiring a single application, the mixture should be applied to all four sides. Now, if Rabbi Eliezer holds Ein Bila, how can we be sure that the blood used was of more than just one carbon? You can't answer like we did before that there was exactly enough blood for the applications, because if that's the case, how could Rabbi Yeshua have said that there would be Bal Toisif? There's no extra blood for which to make an extra application. And for the Gemara, rather, Rabbi said that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan don't argue when the bloods are mixed into the same keli. They only argue when the cups of blood of different carbonas became mixed up. Rabbi Eliezer holds you should take some blood from each cup and apply it above, and the blood of the cup that should be applied below is viewed as if it were water. The Rabbanan don't hold to the concept that of royin, that it was water. Therefore, the machlokes has nothing to do with whether we say yesh bila. In fact, the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda says that Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbanan argue in a case of where blood of a valid carbon and blood of a baal when became mixed, whether they were in separate cups that became mixed up, or whether the bloods actually became mixed in one keli. We see that Rabbi Eliezer rules as he does, even when the bloods are actually mixed together. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda holds that they argue in both cases, but the Tan of our Mishnah and the earlier Braisa hold that they only argue when the cups were mixed up and not when the bloods were mixed into a single cup.